Hi folks, Kelly Griner back. Once again, it's time for this simple melody. I didn't do much of it on Monday and Tuesday, but boy, gonna do it now. You're gonna find out it's really simple. Even in Roddy McCorley, our first one, even though there's an E minor and A minor, you're gonna find out that the notes are right there that you're already playing. We're gonna start out Roddy McCorley. It's in G, starting with the G chord, starting right like this. Notice that little C trick I taught you like 2 weeks ago now. And you're doing C, little tricks you're gonna see all the time with certain chords. When you're doing the C, there're gonna be times you're gonna need to hit the note on the third string at the second fret. You're also gonna notice with A minor and with D7, your index finger, which is gonna be on the first fret of the second string, is gonna come up, come down, to play some melody. Let's do it again, really slow again. Simple. I was so happy when I first figured it out because I was thinking it was going to be so hard with all these different chord changes. Once I sang it,
oh, see the fleetfoot host of men who speed with faces wan. From Fonstead and from Fisher's Cup along the banks of
I usually don't recommend singing while you're trying to play the melody. I'm just trying to give you an idea. One thing you could do is just sit and pluck out the notes and then figure out where to put in the strum, because the strum is what's going to keep your rhythm. find out where you can put it in. You can sit there and go, oh, see the fleet foot horse again, go speed with fancies one. Try that. One of the most annoying things is to have somebody playing the banjo, playing the melody, singing the melody to you at the same time. So please, God, please don't do it. Just wanted to show you how to find it. Because once you sing, you can hear those notes. Same in this one, Mountain Dew. As I said, the only thing I ever knew is there were a couple hammer-ons. When I first wanted to learn this song, I knew the chord progression, had it in front of me. As you can get right from banjomania.net, got it all right there so you can look at it. It was... There's that C trick again. Now if you notice at the end, I did what I said on D7. I'm lifting that index finger to get that note. Even though if you're singing, you would hold it down to get the melody, you gotta lift it up. Just like in the G, you're gonna be like this. But to get the melody, now I like doing a little pull off there. That's one thing I haven't showed you. On that C. I pull off that third string at the second fret and put my little hammer on right back on the fourth string at the second fret. Show you again. Eight notes, two frets. That's it. Hammer on, pull off, or just straight hitting. That's it. Have fun. Do it, love it, learn it, play it, repeat. Come and see me at banjomania.net or on facebook.com/kelly.griner. All the MP3s, everything's are up. Banjo Mania, the Irish book should be out soon. See you tomorrow for accompaniment to the Irish pub song of the day. Take it easy. God bless.